I've been given verses 1 to 7 of this great chapter, John's Gospel, chapter 3. The first 7 verses we're thinking about this evening. And of course, for a text, I will choose verse 7, where the Lord Jesus Christ says to Nicodemus, "Marvel not that I said unto thee, ye must be born again." Some who translate that phrase would say it should be, "You must be born from above." In other words, you must be born of God. You would have noticed in our reading, in those first 7 verses, 3 times the Lord Jesus Christ refers to "you must be born again." Verse 3, "Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God." And then verse 5, Jesus answered, "Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God." And then, of course, our text, "Marvel not that I said unto thee, ye must be born again." When we began this series in John, we were in the prologue, and I spoke to you from verses 12 and 13 of chapter 1. John is saying, this is where we're going, this is the roadmap of John's Gospel. Jesus is going to speak somewhere in this Gospel about being born again. And sure enough, verses 12 and 13 indicate that's what's going to happen. Verse 12 says, "But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become sons of God, even to them that believe on his name." Now notice, "which were born, not of blood," not of a family line, "nor of the will of flesh," of the flesh, not from self-effort, "nor of the will of man," someone going through a ceremony to make you a Christian, but it says, "but of God." You need to be born of God. And that's what our chapter is all about. So we'll have a title as "Born of God." Born of God, which is a good thought. Are you born of God? You're alive physically, you know that. But are you born of God? Well, we'll see how that develops as we go through these verses. A man turns up at an airport. He's forgotten his passport. So he says to border control, "Don't worry, I'll bring it next time. Just let me onto the plane." Well, that man is going to get on no plane because you've got to have a passport to get on an aeroplane to go to another country. And what our text is teaching is this: unless you're born again, you won't get into heaven. And that's the great basic truth of this great phrase. You must be born again. You may have had this question put to you: are you a born again Christian? Well, I hope you'd got a reply ready. You should say, there's only one sort of Christian, and it's those who have been born again. There's no other sort of Christian. You must be born again. True Christians know that they are born again. So we have this man coming to the Lord Jesus Christ by the name of Nicodemus. And I've got 3 things to say about Nicodemus. Number 1, Nicodemus, the inquiring man. Nicodemus, the inquiring man. We learn from verse 2 that Nicodemus came to Jesus by night. Now it's very interesting that in John's Gospel, Nicodemus is referred to 3 times. Here in chapter 3, and then in chapter 7, and I'll read it to you. Nicodemus, verse 50 of chapter 7, Nicodemus said unto them, "He that came to Jesus by night being one of them. I'll comment on that in a few moments. And then when we get to the end of chapter 19, Joseph of Arimathea has come to take the body of the Lord Jesus down from the cross. And we read in chapter 19, verse 39, there came also Nicodemus, which at the first came to Jesus by night. So each reference in John's Gospel always says that Nicodemus came by night. Now, some would say he came by night because of the fear what he might have about what the other Pharisees might say about him, having a private conversation with the Lord Jesus Christ. So there may have been a sense of fear about what others would think of Nicodemus coming to the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, there may be great truth in that. Others would say, well, because the Lord was so busy during the day, he couldn't get near him to have a private conversation. So he came to the Lord Jesus Christ by night. Now, whatever the situation is, we do not know, but we do know this. In chapter 7, where Nicodemus is mentioned, he spoke up to defend the Lord Jesus Christ. The Pharisees were plotting to kill the Lord Jesus Christ. But Nicodemus stood up and spoke up to defend the Lord Jesus Christ. In chapter 19, we find Nicodemus with Joseph of Arimathea taking the body down from the cross and putting it in the tomb. Now that was a brave act for a Pharisee to do that. So I'd suggest to you that there's every indication that Nicodemus was truly born again, the one who came to Jesus by night. But how did Nicodemus come to the Lord Jesus Christ? Well, Nicodemus was an inquiring man. Verse 2, it tells us, the same came to Jesus by night and said unto him, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher come from God, for no man can do these miracles that thou doest except God be with him. Now that's why I read to you at the end of chapter 2, verse 23 to 25. It would seem during the Passover times the Lord Jesus Christ performed miracles. And Nicodemus had seen him, and he'd seen the miracles. And he realized that this man must be sent from God, and God was with him. So he came and wanted to inquire about who Jesus was. Now, of course, that's always a good thing, isn't it? When people come and inquire who Jesus is. We love that. So he comes and inquires about the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, the Lord Jesus Christ gives us a lesson which the 21st century church needs to be reminded of. And it's a big lesson. Remember, he'd come asking about the miracles. And no doubt the miracles were about healing, about giving sight to the blind. We don't actually know, but we know throughout the rest of the Lord's ministry what sorts of miracles they were. So he comes inquiring about the miracles. So what does the Lord Jesus Christ do? Now this is the big lesson. The Lord Jesus Christ speaks about the greatest miracle of all. Do you know what the greatest miracle of all is? Is being born again. Being born again. Now that's a big, big lesson for us today. The new birth is the greatest miracle we can speak to men and women about. It's the greatest miracle that any man, boy or girl can experience. It really is. In the 21st century church, perhaps we've gone down a cul-de-sac. We've got involved trying to heal people, perform the spectacular, resurrect the gifts which had finished a long time ago, and we have lost sight of the greatest miracle of all, the miracle of the new birth. Unfortunately, you can go to some churches and you'll never hear a sermon on you must be born again. But this is the great message of the Christian church to our world. You must be born again. In the 1730s, there was a young man. He read a book, The Life of God in the Soul of Man. Now that's what it means to be born again. When you're born again, the life of God by his Spirit comes into the soul of man. Well, that young man who read that book actually was converted. He was training for the ministry in the Church of England. Now, in those days, you had to be 23 years of age before you could be ordained into the church. But this man, he showed such exceptional abilities, they ordained him at the age of 21 years of age. He preached his first sermon in Gloucester. The church was full and overflowing with friends and relatives. After he'd preached his sermon, the report was, he sent 15 people mad. That's what the report said. In other words, there was 15 people who had been born again. The bishop said, all he wished and hoped was that that madness might continue until next Sunday. They'd been born again. People hadn't seen anything like it. Generally, sermons were boring, dry, and lifeless. But this young man preached a sermon that was full of life and caused people to be born again. Over the next few weeks, this 21-year-old went and visited various churches, and every time the churches were packed to hear this young man, he travelled down to Bristol, and people came out of Bristol to meet him because they wanted to hear the young man who was preaching in such a wonderful way, and people were coming to know the Lord Jesus Christ. Some of